So we are continuing this morning with our series looking at these amazing I am statements made by the Lord Jesus, where we learn about who he is and what he came to do. Last time we were thinking about Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. And this one is possibly the most intriguing, the most cryptic and the most powerful of all the I am statements, because it's just Jesus saying, I am. Now, when we realise who Jesus really is and what that really means for us, I think we realise that he's either a dream come true or an absolute nightmare. And our passage that we just heard read to us describes two reactions to realising who Jesus really is: the joy of Abraham and the horror of the Pharisees. So we can start off by thinking about who Jesus really is. Well, the Pharisees start with no idea. They say in the first verse of our reading, aren't we right in saying that you're a Samaritan and you're demon-possessed? Well, they're completely wrong about both those things. They've got no idea. And then an argument revolving around Abraham ensues, and Jesus ends with the words in verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is saying, remember in the Old Testament, the reading we heard from Exodus, remember that God revealed his name to Moses simply as I am. Tell them I am has sent you. This is my name. Well, that's me. I am the great I am, is what Jesus is saying. And so shocked and insulted are the Pharisees when they realize what Jesus is claiming that they try and execute him there and then. So that's who Jesus really is, who he's claiming to be. And that is the worst nightmare for the Pharisees. That's an absolute nightmare for them, because he takes for what for them is the most important thing in the world and says, that's where I belong. For them, correct understanding of the Torah was the most important thing in the world. God's law in the Old Testament and its right interpretation was the number one priority in their lives. And they thought that the Torah said that God could never become a human. And so Jesus was threatening to take away from them what was most precious to them. And that was an absolute nightmare. So, who Jesus really is, the fact that he was an absolute nightmare to them, but also that Jesus is a dream come true. For Abraham, Jesus was this, an absolute dream come true. Jesus tells us in our passage that Abraham, who lived 2,000 years before him, was looking forward to the day when God's chosen king, the Messiah, would finally come and bring God's love and salvation to the world. So, when we realise who Jesus really is, there are these two reactions: horror or complete joy. And Jesus is the original Marmite. You either love him or you hate him. To be neutral about him is like balancing a boulder on top of a pyramid. You can try to hold up there for long, but you can't do it, because it either ends up rolling on one side or the other. It's going to fall down on one side or the other. And let's think about what this means for us and why that is by looking through our points again. First of all, who Jesus really is. Jesus really is God himself. That means he made us, and he has supreme lordship over us. We're completely and utterly in his hands and at his mercy. What's more, like the Pharisees, he comes to each one of us and says, you know that treasure chest in your heart, where you keep that which is most precious to you? Well, I deserve to be there. When you open up that chest, labelled what I most love and long for, Jesus says, I deserve to be there. And when we understand what Jesus is saying, I think our natural reaction is one of disgust, like that of the Pharisees. That's a bit of a nightmare, we think. And we say, Jesus, you're saying you're more important than my family. Yes, he says. You're more important than my own sense of happiness and fulfilment. Yes, he says. You're more important than things like world peace or the complete alleviation of poverty. Yes, he says. Well, that's a bit much, isn't it? I mean, isn't Jesus supposed to be the one who loves everyone and just lets us get on with that which is nice and forgives us and all that? Well, yes, he is those things, but he is God. And part of the definition of God is that he's the ultimate in every sense. He has ultimate control. He's the ultimate reason for the existence of the earth and for you and me. And he's the one for whose sake each of us is here at all. And I think to believe differently is to believe that for all this guy Jesus might claim, there is actually something else which is God, something else which is ultimate and most important. Now, over the years, I've met some people who say, you know what, I am very anti-God. I'm an atheist, and I don't like this idea of God at all. And if they're willing to talk more about it, I find that such a person often actually, to be fair to them, has a very clear and accurate picture of who God is. They know that God has ultimate claim on every aspect of their lives. And if he really does exist, then they have to worship him and put him first. And the very idea of that for them is a complete nightmare. But that's because they've grasped who God really is. And so the Pharisees' reaction is completely understandable. It's offensive of Jesus to claim that he deserves to be that which is most precious to us. At least it would be offensive if it weren't true. So we've thought about who Jesus is and the reaction of thinking that actually when we realise he is, it's a nightmare. Now let's think about Abraham's reaction, the reaction of joy. Abraham, we're told, rejoiced to see Jesus' day. Now the Bible talks about the kingdom of God and the lordship of Jesus. These are different ways of describing the state of affairs in which Jesus takes the most precious place in a person's heart. And the Bible describes such a state of affairs as one in which there is unspeakable joy and immeasurable peace. Abraham rejoiced. That word means celebrated, like a football fan when their team wins the World Cup or whatever it is. I'm not going to just demonstrate in front of you now, but you can guess what I mean. Absolutely exploding with joy. And such a reaction is not just Abraham's. Many people down the years, when they have realised who Jesus really is, have reacted with uncontrollable joy. And such a reaction is actually very close to that of the Pharisees, because both of them come from knowing who Jesus really is. Now, we were just thinking about that treasure chest in our hearts, which holds that which is most precious to us. Now, if we take that chest, we lift it up, if we look on the bottom of the chest, it says, made by Jesus, for Jesus. He would not demand to be the most precious and important thing to the world, to us, if he were not meant to be there. In him, we do indeed find a dream come true, one we can trust more implicitly than a closest friend. In him, we find one whose gentleness and tender love know no bounds or conditions or vacillations, whose resplendent nobility and humble care are beyond imagination. When we truly know Jesus, he patiently and lovingly shows us all the joys and benefits that he has won through his suffering for us, that we will reign with him and along with him inherit the whole earth, that we need not fear the consequences of our wrongdoing, that we need not strive constantly to prove ourselves, for we are his treasured possession, that we call God our Father and know him truly and deeply and intimately, know him who created the billions of galaxies and whose love is beyond description. And so this morning Jesus says to each one of us, I am. I am God, the one who lays claim to your whole life and your deepest affections, and who will give you the love, the joy and the peace of a dream come true. Will you take me, says Jesus, into the treasure chest of your heart? Let's pray. Lord, we praise you that you are the great I am, that you, Lord Jesus, have existed before the beginning of the world and will exist forever. Lord, we thank you that that is good news for us, for you are the Lord of love, of compassion, of mercy and of peace. Thank you that you created us for yourself, and help us to find our complete rest and fulfilment in you, Lord God, for you are truly a dream come true for us, all that we could ever want or need. So by your Holy Spirit, help us, please, to trust you and find you the most precious thing in the world. In your holy and glorious name we pray. Amen.